第5問。最初に講義を流します。次に問い6と問い7に答えなさい。聞き取る英文は1回流します。状況、問い、および図表を今読みなさい。では、始めます。
Questions number 6 and number 7.
What is happiness? Can we be happy and promote sustainable development? Since 2012, the World Happiness Report has been issued by a United Nations organization to develop new approaches to economic sustainability for the sake of happiness and well-being. The reports showthat Scandinavian countries are consistently ranked as the happiest societies on Earth. But what makes them so happy? In Denmark, for example, leisure time is often spent with others. That kind of environment makes Danish people happy, thanks to a tradition called hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. Hygge means coziness or comfort.And describes the feeling of being loved. This word became well known worldwide in 2016 as an interpretation of mindfulness or wellness. Now, hygge is at risk of being commercialized. But hygge is not about the material things we see in popular images, like candlelit rooms and cozy bedrooms with hand-knit blankets.Real hygge happens anywhere, in public or in private, indoors or outdoors, with or without candles. The main point of hygge is to live a life connected with loved ones, while making ordinary essential tasks meaningful and joyful. Perhaps Danish people are better at appreciating the small hygge things in life,because they have no worries about basic necessities. Danish people willingly pay from 30 to 50% of their income in tax. These high taxes pay for a good welfare system that provides free health care and education. Once basic needs are met, more money doesn't guarantee more happiness.While money and material goods seem to be highly valued in some countries, like the U.S., people in Denmark place more value on socializing. Nevertheless, Denmark has above average productivity, according to the OECD.
Question number 6. Student A. Danish people accept high taxes which provide basic needs.
Student B. Danish people value spending time with friends more than pursuing money.
Question number 7. Look at this graph, May. People in Denmark value private life over work. How can they be so productive?
Well, based on my research, studies show that working too much overtime leads to lower productivity.
So, working too long isn't efficient. That's interesting.